Are you ready to learn the number one secret to a steady stream of speaking referrals? Stay tuned.
Welcome to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast, where every week, Kirsten and Jeannie dive into the essential topics to fuel your business growth. From copywriting to course creation, mindset to video marketing, they've got you covered. Tune in for expert guest interviews on all things marketing and business, and learn how to work on your business, not just in it. So, get ready to unlock your business potential and take it to the next level.
We are so excited today to welcome Lisa Reed from Get Speaking Gigs Now. She's a speaker who's booked and delivered over 600 talks. She can train people how to get booked and stay booked as a speaker. Today, she's going to share that number one secret she uses to get speaking gigs. So today, we're going to talk about the truth to getting speaking gigs now. So welcome, Lisa. We're so happy to have you.
I'm so excited to be here. This is great.
So Lisa, what kind of got you into the field of being a business and speaking coach? I love what you're doing. I'd love to hear more about your journey on your road to speaking coaching.
It started quite a few years ago. I had been hired by a personal development company to speak in order to fill their workshops. And I had taken those workshops myself and had massive growth and benefits from that. To me, with coming from a background of having a bachelor's and a master's in speech communication and being really a heart for teaching, I thought my picture might as well be in the dictionary for that job. Like, I cannot think of something more fun to do, go out and speak and teach people about something that's going to really help them. Even though I had my degrees, I didn't really understand the business side of speaking. I was like, I'm not scared to speak. I just don't know how this whole thing works. So I started a speaker network. And along the way, in my first year of speaking, I booked 83 speaking engagements in my local area. And I'm literally just got my head down. You guys know, you're just doing your thing. And so I didn't really take that in as anything wildly amazing until people kept asking me for help all the time. And the speakers in my network were constantly saying, how did you get all those gigs? How did you get booked here? What are you doing? And I thought, I don't know. Is it anything special? I don't know. Ladies, it took a couple years for this to sink in for me, people asking me for help. And finally, one day, I'm on the phone with this gentleman from my network, and he said, tell me about your speaking coaching business. And I said, oh, I don't have one, but thanks for asking. And I hung up and I thought, Lisa, that's the last time you're saying that, because you have a speaking business as of today. And I went home, I bought the URL, I figured out the name of my company, and had a webinar loaded up within a week. I never had business cards for the first couple of years. I went to this breakfast meeting, stood up and said, I help people get booked and figure out how to do that. And this guy chased me down the parking lot and hired me on the spot. And to clarify, I don't book people. I'm a teach you how to fish versus feed you a fish. You're going to want to get booked for the rest of your career. So why don't we just figure out some easy ways so that you can incorporate that into your life versus having to hire someone to help you with it. You don't actually have to do that until you get to a certain point. Yes, there are certain people after a certain point in your career, at a certain stage, you're going to want to bring that in. But for most of us, as coaches, consultants, authors, solopreneurs, that's an added expense that isn't necessary.
Yeah, we're like you. Let's teach people how to fish and then they can provide for themselves indefinitely. I'm really excited about some of your topics because I love the keys to unlocking getting speaking gigs. So how do you figure out how to go about getting your first speaking gig?
Yeah, so I call it the key to unlocking your speaking bookability, because that is the most common question I get. People say, how do I get booked? And I'm like, here's the answer that you're probably not going to want to hear. You need to be ready. And usually when someone has that question, I know, because I've worked with tons of speakers, they're actually not ready. In their mind, they want to be ready, but they are not actually ready. Meaning, first question I have is, okay, do you have a talk done? Meaning, is it like the slides are done, the offer's there, you know what you're doing, you've practiced it, you could do it, like I said, in a box with a fox, in a boat with a goat. Could you, if Sai asked you to come and speak to my group tomorrow, are you ready, is what I want to know. Usually the answer is no. For someone who's like, how do I get booked? So they're not ready yet. There's other things that you need to do, obviously, to be ready to say yes. But honestly, that's one of the biggest obstacles, because as soon as you say you're a speaker, what's the next question? What do you speak about? That's human nature is going to ask that. And if you don't have the answer, you're not going to tell people you're a speaker. So it's, you're just energetically closing off the opportunity. So we got to just start at the beginning. That's where we start.
And that's so true. We hear a lot about having your signature talk, and we do a lot of guesting on podcasts. And so we have multiple topics that we can speak on. And of course we have outlines and things for all of those topics, but it takes a little while to get there.
I was helping a client yesterday, and she'd been working on her talk, quote unquote, for, you know, a year, wondering if she's ever going to have it done, thinking it's going to take a really long time. She's sifting through all the knowledge, all the tools, all the training she's had. And we did it in 2 hours. And she's, oh my God. She goes, my mind is blown how quickly we figured it out. She goes, you figured out what I've been trying to figure out for years. And in just because we dig a little, I've asked certain questions that get us to the heart of the matter. And then we just cut through all the noise and make some decisions. And now she's on her way.
That is fantastic. So you actually help people get their talk together.
Yeah. Yeah. I call it get your talk ready to rock. When I first started my business, I called it getting your presentation ready.
Tell us a little bit about, you did a lot of local speaking. Is that correct? And there's a lot of opportunity locally.
Yeah, I call it how to uncover the treasure sitting in your own backyard. Here's the thing is that I have found no two speakers are alike. Everybody's different. Everyone comes with different resources, with different personality, with different expertise, with different desires in terms of what they think speaking is and what they want to create for their lives. For me, I personally I love speaking virtually now. I didn't speak virtually too much before the pandemic, but now I'm like totally and madly in love with it. And before that, I would speak typically in person, but it was local. But I have clients who feel differently, and everyone has their own version of what that happiness and success looks like. So what we do is we actually, when it comes to unlocking the treasure sitting in your own backyard, A, if you're ready, then all of a sudden the blinders come off. Like my clients start to see speaking gigs everywhere. So the good news is there's speaking gigs everywhere. There's an abundance of them. But if you aren't ready, you're not going to see them. You're going to be blocked. It's like the treasure, hidden treasures, like hidden under the ground. You got to have a map and all that. So once you start get the map out, you're like, okay, now I know where it is. Let me dig for it. I can find it. So one of the challenges I think people have is too many choices. Have you ever done a Google rabbit hole where you Google, where can I speak? And all of a sudden you could be there for, you could still be there. You could still be sitting there trying to figure out and filling out applications. And I call it going down the Google speaker rabbit hole. What's easier is if you give yourself a focus. What is it that I like? What do I desire? Do I want to travel? So if you think local, national, international, easy way to slice and dice it. If you don't want to travel, you can take international off the board. If it's national, maybe you live in a state where it's really small and you could just drive to different locations. Maybe you live in a really big area. Like I live in Southern California, which I've got Orange County, Los Angeles, San Diego, Inland Empire. I've got four huge counties here that could be considered local. But if you live in the middle of nowhere, that might not work for you. So this is where we start to figure out what's your actual makeup. And now we add virtual to the mix and the whole thing just expands beyond all recognition because you could speak virtually internationally. I just was speaking last year. I spoke for an international coaching conference and it was based in Holland, I think. Cool. I didn't have to go anywhere. I just sat in my office. It was great.
I love that. And would you recommend to people that they, you know, maybe take some smaller speaking gigs to start with, to build their confidence, to see people's reaction to what they're saying so they can maybe adjust a little bit? Because once you get into that bigger audience, you want to look like what you're talking about. You want it to be easy.
Yeah, with Jeannie, great point. Similar to Jerry Seinfeld, when he has his big show, comedians shop their material out to the local improv comedy venues, right? Same with speaking. Like I wouldn't recommend your very first speaking gig be the perfect audience with the hundreds of people and everything's on the line. You do want to shop it out. Now, there's different ways you could do that, of course. And honestly, if the opportunity falls in your lap, just then practice and get ready and make sure you nail it. But yeah, it's in a perfect scenario, you would have time to go and practice and shop it out a little bit.
And I would think for entrepreneurs, getting out there, getting comfortable, talking about whatever it is their expertise is such great credibility for them. Helps people understand who they are, what they're passionate about, and how they might be able to help.
Jeannie, you are speaking my language, because to me, it's like your talk, just like anything else, like with your marketing messages, whatever, you want to infuse it into your DNA. You want to get to the, it's a concept of unconscious competence. Like you don't even have to think about it, so that no matter what goes wrong or what happens in the room or your time's run out or whatever it is, you're super comfortable with that thing. And practicing will help that. And practicing in your office with your dog or your cat is going to be one level of practice, but with actual human beings and you don't have your exact comfortable situation is going to ratchet that up even more. And the more you do it, the more podcasts you're on and the more videos you do, you're going to increase your level of unconscious competence in what you're saying.
Yeah, it's funny because that's what we encourage our clients to do when they're getting booked on podcasts. Mm-hmm. Go after the low-hanging fruit to start off. So that you become comfortable, you can get more comfortable with your equipment or upgrade your equipment or get your talk more nailed in. So I think it's important to have that dream 100, those places, that 100 places you'd like to speak or 100 podcasts you'd like to be on that could change your life, but you don't always have to start there.
Yeah. And someone asked me, they're like, how do I get started? I'm like, you got to start somewhere. You got to do one thing, like at least just go and get one talk. And before you know it, honestly, most of my clients speak either once, twice or three times a month. When you're anywhere from 12 to 36 speaking engagements a year is not impossible. That's like really doable, like shooting fish in a barrel. Honestly, you could do that. There's so many opportunities.
So we know that you have a secret, a top secret to getting booked on speaking gigs. Will you share that with everyone today?
Absolutely. This is my number one secret on how to stay booked and get booked. And honestly, this is what started the whole thing. When we were talking at the beginning, I had created this speaker network because I wanted to learn how it all worked. I felt like I could have a group of people that I trusted, people that could help me and I could help them, and we could create strategic referral partnerships, right? Well, what surprised me and something that happened organically, and this was over 10 years ago, one of the gals that came, she and I started a strategic referral relationship and we start meeting regularly and we start referring, you know, if I do a speaking engagement and I think it's good for her, I'm going to introduce her to the organizer and so forth and so on. Same. Now, a few years in, we realized she's referred me over 100 speaking engagements, hundreds. I don't even count, so many. And same on the other side of that, without having to cold call. I stopped cold calling for speaking engagements 8 years ago. I've been speaking for 10 years.
Wow.
I still speak up to 50 times a year, right? So that's the biggest hurdle when people get into their own business is the sales and marketing, right? Oh, it's, you got to do the dishes. Yeah, you got to do those dishes, but they don't want to. So this makes it easier. So what I have found through this relationship was inspired me to create something called the Speaker Soulmate System. And basically it's you finding your speaker soulmate. What is a speaker soulmate? A speaker soulmate is someone you can trust. And that's an obvious one. You got to like them. You may not know them very well, but you know how quickly you can get to know someone. You're like, I like that person's vibe. Like they're my people, right? Two, you want to find someone who speaks around the same frequency as you. Like Jeannie was saying, like when you're first starting out, you want to shop it around and check it out. That's different than someone who's already given 100 speaking engagements, right? So a little bit different phases. So you want to find someone along the same journey as you. And the kicker, this is the one that people often forget about, is that you want to find someone who speaks to the same audience as you, but is not your competition.
Yeah.
And that has been key for this one particular person and I, because we yin-yang really well. And there's some of our speaking engagements aren't the same, but most of them are. And she's even moved out of state and we went through the pandemic. We've done through a lot of things and we still are able to refer back and forth all the time. And now I don't just have her as my speaker soulmate, I have other people. So this is what I encourage people. In fact, at our International Speaker Network, I encourage people to find their speaker soulmate there, because a lot of times speakers are doing it all alone. They're sitting there trying to figure out what they're going to be talking about, trying to figure out where they're going to be speaking, thinking it's just a soul activity. And I'm here to say no. Like, trust me, it's way more fun if you hang out with other speakers and actually just get that direct introduction and help them out. It makes a big difference.
Yeah, that's like just trying to make it harder than it needs to be.
Yes. And we sometimes just go in that default belief thinking, it's got to be hard and I got to work hard and I got to struggle and I got to scramble and I got to hustle and blah, blah, blah. No, please no, stop.
That's amazing. Yeah, stop. The smarter way. Do it Lisa's way. Do it the smarter way, Lisa's
That's
way.
That's right.
How can people find out about your speaker association?
Called the International Speaker Network, and it's on ispeakernetwork.com. So that's ispeakernetwork.com. I like the letter I for international. And you can just join. It's $99 for the year currently at this current recording. They get a ton of bonuses. They get a Get Your Talk Ready to Rock Bootcamp recording. If you're listening to this and you don't have your talk done, hello, operator, give me number 9. You got to do that because that is a huge bonus for $99.
Crazy. That's amazing. Yeah. Love it. Yes. So we have quite a few clients, I think, that would be very interested in this because some of them have just, they've got books that are being published and so speaking is like their next, the next thing to tick off their list.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's that, and speaking gets speaking. I think I was going to mention this earlier, Jeannie, when you were talking about getting out there. Yeah. If you do one, all of a sudden that breeds another one.
Yeah. And it's funny because I actually like the speaking in person or on Zoom where I can see people because I want to see them nodding or laughing or because then what you said is on point.
It's interesting getting used to not having that, like in a webinar, maybe where you can't see everyone, but they're listening. So the desire for nonverbal feedback doesn't always get met depending on what your avenue is. And I agree with you though, Jeannie, I prefer having that actual instant feedback. It's nice.
Yeah. And I think the webinars and things after, once you're comfortable, what did you call it? Your
unconscious confidence.
There you go. Your unconscious confidence. Once that is set in place, that those webinars and things won't be a problem anyhow.
Because Jeannie loves being on stage and I hate it. Give me podcast interviews or virtual chats all day long. I do not want to be on the stage and she thrives on it. Just thrives.
We all are different. We all have our own thing. And now more than ever, we have plenty of opportunities to make our own way. And to, I always say, I'm not an arm twister. Like people who are terrified of speaking, do not call me, but it's not for everybody. But for those of us who absolutely love it, it is a soul-filling way to attract your ideal clients. It really, really fills you up. A client I had yesterday, she got her first speaking engagement yesterday morning, and it was an unexpected by surprise. And she was a little scared, but she did it anyway. And she goes, oh my gosh, Lisa, that was so fun. I had the best time. And I'm like, yeah, girl, it's addictive. It's so fun.
That's awesome. Yeah, I have a heart for teaching. That's what you mentioned earlier. And so that's how I feel about getting up in front of people. I like to teach them something.
Me too.
Although Kirsten and I are really good together because I forget to tell the stories and she's very good about bringing it around to the stories. I like to just tell the tactics. You also have a free gift for our listeners. And it is the 5 top tips to get more speaking gigs now.
Yes.
And we will put a link to that in the show notes below. So be sure to look for that and get that so that you can get more speaking gigs.
Yes, do that.
And in the comments, we'd love to hear if you have had some speaking gigs or if you found some tips in today's talk that will help you get them. So yeah, we want to have a conversation with you guys. So let us know what's going on in your speaking world.
Yeah. So Lisa, thank you so much for spending some time with us today and educating our audience on how to get speaking gigs, why they're important, and that number one secret to a steady stream. And I also did notice behind you, there's a book.
It's called Get Speaking Gigs Now. And it's a book I wrote after I had booked over 500 speaking engagements. So there's some tips on there, 7 strategies on how to do that. And they can get on getspeakinggigsnow.com.
Fabulous. Thank you so much. You've been an amazing guest.
I had so much fun.
Brilliant.
Thanks for listening to the Six Figure Business Mastery Podcast. If you enjoyed listening to this episode and you are ready to leverage video marketing on all online platforms, or maybe even start your own video podcast, then you need to check out the Done For You and Done With You program at themarketingvaadvantage.com and take your business to the next level.